This is AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions on anime cons and other fan conventions. I'm Sketch. Each month, we spend an episode responding to your comments and answering your questions. Let's start off this month with an email. We got an email from Jake. Greetings! One thing I have noticed about anime at many conventions I have attended over the years is the Sunday feedback panels are slowly going away. I understand in this day and age, with social media, it feels like they are redundant. I find that a face-to-face interaction with an outside perspective sometimes can be helpful in finding not only the problems, but also what went well. Also, with many small to medium conventions, usually have less panels on Sundays, so it's not really taking anything away from the convention. Why are staff not bothering with feedback anymore? Thank you for your time, Jake. Well, it's really hard to say in general all conventions. Each convention is run by a different set of staff, the different priorities of the organization that runs them, either be profit or non-profit, the personalities of the staff are there. I know many cons still have it. People kind of like hearing a fresh, you know, response while it's still in people's minds, because some people can be like, oh, this really bothered me, and then a week later they forgot what bothered them. They can't really write it on the forums or whatever media to the convention. I personally like to wait just so I can kind of formulate it, really, but that's me. We also know of some conventions that have a feedback panel every single day, or if not the following morning. They really just want to know if they can fix it now. But again, it's one of those things too. Things are just a lot easier with the social media, being able to either go on their forums and write a post or send a message to their Facebook. Even just tweet and hopefully hear it. But anything, all convention goers should feel obligated to voice their opinion. Now, you know, voice your opinion professionally. You know, don't just say, oh, I hated this line. Well, sometimes you have to sit down and understand, why is there a line? But again, I digress. As for cons not doing it, it might just be their personal preference. Or they really just can't take constructive criticism. In response to Patrick's Kin Yobikon, I probably said that wrong, but whatever, report, we got an email from David. Hi, my name is David, and I would like to say that this year's Kin Yobikon was better than last year with expanding its two halls from one. It wasn't as good as the ones they did in 2012 and 2013, though, as they were held in a hotel, had guests like Vic Mignogna,
Christine Marie Cabanos, a dance, more panels, and a fashion show, among other things. The problem was that in 2013, the hotel jacked up the price to hold the convention for the weekend, and the convention runners ended up losing a lot of money. So much that they put up a Kickstarter campaign to get funding for the following year, but it never reached, and there was no Kin Yobikon in 2014. Fortunately, they came back last year to Newark Pavilion, and this year as well, and I feel it's going to be the home of Kin Yobikon for a while. Rob's video cut out after 3 minutes, so the rest of the feedback episode is me. Hi, I'm Patrick. Which is pretty good because now I can answer Kin Yobikon because I was there. It's a small convention, and I'm not that familiar with the history of Kin Yobikon, but it makes a lot of sense that a hotel would kind of screw them over because it's not the first time a hotel has done that to a con. But I'm glad that they were able to get through that rough patch and continue the convention because, you know, it's a small event, but it was pretty fun. And so if you're in the South Bay area, check out Kin Yobikon. But thanks for the history, David. Our next email is in response to Doug and Charles' Otakon report. It's an email from James who writes, Dear AnimeCons TV, hello and wow, what an awesome way to end this month with a video con report and Otakon's last day in Baltimore. I've seen videos of people who are sad that the con is leaving for Washington, D.C. after 17 years there. Although I'm excited to see what Washington, D.C. has to offer when they host Otakon next year. Can't wait, and I like the report that Doug and Charles did on Otakon. I also hope that the industry panels will be like what Doug described them as, doing behind-the-scenes stuff, like package development, which I would have loved to have seen. I've never been to Otakon, and I will be going next year, so I hope that it will blow me away as everyone says it does. It will be 20 years since I came to Colorado from Maryland, so it only seems appropriate to celebrate that by going to Otakon. Thank you for all your wonderful videos, and I will be going to DragonCon as well. Hope to see you guys there. Oh, and I didn't know that Doug has been to Japan. Lucky guy. Till next time, and to all of your awesome videos, this is your loyal friend and fellow lover of Japanese anime, James the Dark Kiba. P.S. What are your thoughts on Japan's presentation from the Rio closing ceremony and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe cosplaying as Mario from that green pipe in the games? As for Otakon, I haven't been to Otakon since 2005 because I really don't like Baltimore. It's fair to say I hate Baltimore. Otakon's okay, but it's Baltimore that prevented me from going, so maybe when it's back in D.C. I'll consider going. So for me, it's a plus. Doug's been going to Otakon since forever, since it was held in a closet in a tiny hotel, apparently. And he's been to Japan. I've been to Japan. I think, I'm not sure if Rob and Jeff and Elizabeth have been to Japan. But hopefully we'll get back someday. And I won't be at Dragon Con. Elizabeth, Rob and Jess, I think, will be at Dragon Con. I'm not sure if Doug's going or not this year. But since I'm not going to Dragon Con this year, that means you guys get an episode on Labor Day next weekend. So enjoy that. We'll have Doug's interview with Pokemon voice actors from Otakon. So, as for the Rio closing ceremonies, I actually didn't see that live. I was at the launch of the new twit.tv studios that day. But I did see a clip after it, and I thought it was hilarious that the Prime Minister was dressed up from Super Mario Brothers. And, you know, Japan is such a fun place. It seems appropriate that they would do something fun like that. And it actually really makes me look forward to their opening ceremonies in 4 years, because I anticipate we'll see a lot more of that. I mean, look at London. They threw in some pop culture references there. There was even a TARDIS sound effect. Apparently there was going to be a TARDIS, but they cut that out at the last minute, probably because of time. So I think Japan's going to go nuts on this, and I can't wait to see what they do. Next, we've got a text, our first ever text. This is from Movie Phone Guy. He says, "Tap, tap, tap, is this thing on?" Yes, Movie Phone Guy, it is on, and we can receive texts. He's just lucky I recognize the phone number because he sends us so many voicemails. If you send us a text, let us know who you are. Otherwise, we'll only have a phone number to go by and it'll be completely anonymous. So maybe that works in your favor. Maybe not. Let's see, our next one. In response to my San Japan report from a year ago, Nami Narwhal writes, "Thank you for giving the con in my city some spotlight. Please, if you aren't already going, take a chance and go. Our con is growing and people here are all around friendly." Yeah, San Japan was really friendly and we had a lot of fun there. And I wish I could have gone back this year, but timing and stuff, so much other stuff going on. But I'd like to get back to San Antonio and see San Japan at some point in the future. It's a good convention. And I'm going to say it's my favorite convention in Texas. So, in response to my PortCon main report, Britta writes, "The person who cosplayed one of Dat Boys was so nice." That's, I guess, the guy dressed as a frog riding around on the unicycle. That was pretty funny. And in response to Doug's Otakon report, Sky Hedgehog writes, "Skulled, less than 3333, which is hearts." So somebody really likes Skulled from his Otakon report. Now let's take a look at some of the anime conventions that are coming up through September 2016, as found on animecons.com. Coming up on AnimeCon's TV, Doug talks with Pokemon voice actors next week. So look for that on Labor Day. The episode will be released around noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to go back to the summer edition of SAC Anime. I'm going to check that out. I've been to the last three winter editions, so we'll see what the summer version's like. Elizabeth is going to head up to New Hampshire's Granite Con, and then we'll be back in 4 weeks for the next feedback episode. And that's going to be Rob again, so hopefully we can get a full episode out of him this time. And no technical issues, but we want to hear from you. And Rob wants to hear from you in the next feedback episode, so leave him a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. You can also text us at that number. Send us a note. Say who you are, so we'll know who to credit, or you can stay anonymous if you want. And you can also email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And get your friends to subscribe to us. You can find us on iTunes. You can just go to itunes.animecons.tv or search AnimeCons TV on iTunes. You can search for us on YouTube. We're there. Subscribe. And you can also just find us on our site at animecons.tv. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram and all that. So see you next week with the Pokemon voice actor interview. I have applause.